This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The race for governor between incumbent Republican Chris Sununu and Democrat Dan Feltes pits two candidates against each other who have big policy differences when it comes to taxes, the minimum wage, education, and energy. While these differences are expected in a general election campaign, this year is different because of how familiar the candidates are with each other. NHPR's Josh Rogers is with me now to discuss. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So as state Senate Majority Leader, Dan Feltes' job has been to push Democratic policy goals through the legislature. And as governor, Chris Sununu has vetoed 79 bills, the most in New Hampshire history. Many bills were ones on which Feltes was basically the point person. How much of the friction that we see between Feltes and Sununu on the campaign trail these days is simply about that?
Well, I'd say it certainly plays a role. Democrats have been really trying to frame the last 2 years as being about Governor Sununu blocking priorities they believe reflects the public's will. And this could be instituting a mandatory paid leave plan, lifting the minimum wage, some campaign finance measures, and bills surrounding the net metering of solar-generated electricity. These are core issues for Democrats. They ran on them. Many have been core issues for years. And, you know, while Democrats hold majorities that allow these and other bills to make it through the legislature into Sununu's desk, they don't have the numbers needed to override if Republicans support the governor. And so what we've seen is lots of gridlock on these Democratic priorities. And Dan Feltes basically built his campaign on these issues and with the assumption that there would be vetoes by Sununu. Here's Feltes last week on the day that lawmakers gathered to take override votes.
Sununu has said that raising the minimum wage would be, quote, dumb and, quote, disastrous. Just like when he called paid family leave a vacation. Not once, not twice, but three different times. Sununu can't help but insult hardworking Granite Staters at every turn.
That was Dan Feltes last week on the day that lawmakers failed to override any of Governor Sununu's most recent round of vetoes. So Democrats and Feltes have been pretty transparent about the case they'd like to make against Sununu.
Absolutely. Stark differences on policy and the persistent allegation that Sununu's out of touch by virtue of being from a prominent political family and, you know, certainly continual efforts to yoke Sununu to President Trump. And, you know, Dan Feltes's role as lead Democrat in the State House has really given him plenty of opportunities to try out this case, really test run it well before he even won the nomination for governor.
And what about Sununu and the case he's making?
Well, the governor's playing up the advantages of incumbency, operating the state under emergency powers that limit the role of lawmakers during the COVID pandemic makes that easier. And when it comes to facing Feltes in particular, Sununu's also known what to expect for a long time because, you know, he's been getting this already, whether in speeches by Feltes from the Senate floor or in Democratic press conferences over the past 2 years. But, you know, as we've hit the general election, we've gotten from Sununu two main things. One is a persistent observation that Feltes's professional background, he's been a legal aid lawyer and a state senator, really lacks executive experience.
Dan Feltes has no management experience in his entire career. None. But he's going to come in and manage the biggest crisis the state has ever had, the biggest economic responsibilities we've ever had.
That was Governor Sununu on WMUR recently, and we've also seen Sununu zero in on a few details of some of Dan Feltes' signature bills. Let's listen to him making a now recurrent argument that Feltes' paid leave plan is an income tax.
Look, Dan Feltes wrote the bill that actually says payments shall equal 0.5% of wages for each employee.
So a double-barreled line of attack from Sununu.
Yes. And, you know, there's really no reason to expect that won't continue. One thing, though, to watch over the final month of this campaign is how much of it gets waged on policies derived from the State House, which is really the substance of Dan Feltes's pitch, and how much of it is about leading the state in broader terms, which is more the governor's campaign MO. And all the more so, and really all the more so in light of the current pandemic and its ongoing economic impact.
Either way, you would contend that both Sununu and Dan Feltes know each other and each other's records pretty well.
Well, in terms of policy detail, these guys know each other very well, really probably better than any two general election candidates for governor in decades. And, you know, they've really been going through the same lines of attack against each other, you know, for the last 2 years. And neither's likely to be breaking that habit between now and Election Day.
NHPR senior political reporter Josh Rogers, thank you very much.
Thank you.